Cross country teams coming off some pretty good campaigns last year, bringing home some hardware in Class 3A, looking to continue to stay toward the top there. They will begin their season tomorrow at Goodland, and we have a couple seniors joining us here on the show. We'll start off here with senior Kyrie Berry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Well, this is another year for cross country, and is it weird that it's your last year high school cross country?
It definitely is. It feels like yesterday I just started my freshman year.
It definitely goes fast, but it's been a pretty fun one there for you so far. And, you know, a couple weeks in here to practice, it's been an interesting year for practice so far. You've had to deal with the heats and then, you know, run in the morning here. But have you been able to adapt to that?
I think I've been able to adapt to it pretty well. Yeah, getting up early in the morning has been hard, but after doing it for a few days, it's been easier to do.
Do you feel like that that you're kind of used to the heat? It's been hot, but so far, knock on wood, it's not supposed to be as warm tomorrow. So feel like that you're acclimated to the heat?
Yeah, definitely with how much we've done practices in this heat.
What are some things that you have to think about or prepare for the heat?
Well, drink a lot of water. Don't overwork yourself as hard as you would if it's not as hot out.
Yeah. Well, you've had a pretty good career. You've been in varsity pretty much your entire career here. What are some things that you've done to prepare for this last year?
Just try and keep in shape.
And as you get ready for tomorrow there at Goodland, what are some goals that you have in mind for tomorrow?
Run my best and hopefully place in the top 10.
All right. Do you have a goal time-wise that you'd like to see this year?
I would like to try to get under 21 again.
All right. And how close have you been?
I think only like a few seconds.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out well for you there. And it is senior Kyrie Berry joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here. Good luck to you coming up tomorrow and throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Kyrie Berry joining us here. We'll talk to another senior, and that's going to be senior Efren Tarango. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, this is your first year out for cross country, but you've had a couple weeks of practice. You've been running in the summer here, and what's it been like for you so far?
I feel like I've really liked it. Mm-hmm. I like the team. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you run the 3 miles, and how long did it maybe kind of acclimate to get you running that 3 miles and being maybe consistent?
Well, you know, I'm still kind of trying to get used to it, but I think it's going pretty well. I mean, I put a lot of miles in this summer, so.
All right, how many miles do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah, I'd say a lot.
At least maybe enough miles to run to Garden City and back, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for
okay,
sure.
There you go. That's at least 70 or so. But, yeah, no, it's been hot a couple weeks here. You guys have had quite a few morning practice, quite a few afternoon practices. Running in maybe the cool and running the heat, do you have a preference whether what you'd like to run in?
Yeah, I like it to be cooler out,
sure. Yeah, and you know, it's supposed to be a little cooler. Coach Meyer was talking to me about that, too. Knock on wood, it's supposed to be there tomorrow. But you never know. It's always changing when it goes to Goodland. But what are some being this your first year out for cross country, what are some goals that you have in mind for this season?
Well, the whole team kind of has the goal to win state. Mm-hmm. But I just want to be able to perform, like, to the best of my ability and just to do what I know I can do.
What's your target time there for tomorrow?
I don't think I have one yet. Right. I think I'm going to run tomorrow and kind of gauge where I want to be at by the end of the season.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you tomorrow, and you're off to a good start at Goodland there. And it should be a fun season, a quick season. Senior Efren Tarango joining us here. Thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, senior Efren Tarango. And now we'll get to talk with head coach Joey Meyer here in his second season. Well, coach, a big number out this year, especially on the boys' side. What's the practices been like so far here through these first 2.5 weeks?
Man, just having 30 out for cross country, it fills up a whole track. It's crazy. I wouldn't have expected 30 out because when I was in school, we only had maybe 10 to 15 combined.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun having that, but you have to have a lot of strategy with just how high some kids are in their running and some low. Like, you really got to push the top ones, but you still got to kind of watch the ones that haven't really ran much and still coach them up. So it's a lot, but it's fun. And the boys and girls are working really hard for us. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the 30, the over the 20 in the on the boys and 8 on the girls, but you turn a very good nucleus from teams that placed high in state last year. And do you feel like that energy from the end of the season has really relayed into this year so far?
Yeah. Last year we had hopes to make state was our big goal, and we ended up winning regionals. And then we're like, okay, we're here. Let's see what we can do at state. And this year it's just a whole new vibe on both sides, the boys and girls, like, let's go out. Let's train like we want to win state. And that's just their vibe at practice, too. They want to practice hard so they have maybe a chance at the end of the year.
Well, you know, you do have a great group of kids. You have some good seniors there. You have some good underclassmen that learned a lot from their freshman year. Mm-hmm. As a second-year head coach, what are some things maybe you've probably learned from your first year that you're maybe applying to this year?
Yeah. Last year I probably overran them at the beginning of the year a little bit, and – they're pretty burnt out by the time, but we had some really good times at the end of the year, and it turned out being well. But this year I've kind of taken it easier a little at the beginning of the year. We've had some little injuries, and this heat has been rough. So it's hard to get out there and run a 50-minute run in the 100 heat.
Yes.
So, but yeah, we have a good group of seniors, and our sophomores are stepping up, and then we have a decent group of freshmen coming in. So it's going to be a fun group. We have some good leaders and some kids that ran a lot this summer, so it's going to be good.
Once again, Coach Joey Meyer talking with us here cross country. You kind of tweaked your schedule a little bit here this year. You guys are going to be able to go back to Rimrock, it looks like, this year. That'll be kind of nice. But also, you're going to be running an additional Thursday meet there this year. That'll be next week at Heston. But you also got the Pratt meet on the schedule. But tomorrow it's Goodland, and that's a familiar one, of course. But, you know, first meet of the year, what are you maybe looking to see out of your runners?
Yeah, so the tomorrow will be a good just feel on where everyone is, the freshmen all up to seniors, seeing how well they're in shape, how well they figured out their race pace. And then Heston's going to be a tough meet the following week with we'll get to see Southeast Saline, which beat us both last year. And that's kind of why I switched it up at Pratt and Heston. I saw they were going to be there. So I was like, we got to run against them in the regular season to know if we have a chance against them or not. But, yeah, so that's kind of why I switched up the schedule a little bit this year and just more competition. But, yeah, we're really pumped about Rimrock. So everyone's talking about the competition because they have to be top 7 to make to Rimrock. So the Heston meet will be the indicator if they make, because I have to have it in 10 days before, so Hugoton won't technically count.
Okay.
So they're all competition against each other to make it to Rimrock. So it's kind of cool to see for the boys' side anyways. Girls, we only have 8, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. But, you know, I think that's got to be pretty fun. And I think a little early season challenge is you got to see where you're at there and against other teams and more necessarily not against time.
Yeah. It will be good to see if we're right there equally with them at the beginning of the year, and then we'll see them at Pratt 3 weeks later to see who's improved the most by then. And then by then we got to know where we're at standing-wise on for state.
All right. It's Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott County Hardware. And thanks again, as always, Coach, and good luck to you guys up at Goodland tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, Adam.